Well, it's a new beginning with the Philadelphia Eagles. The offseason conditioning program begins. It's a fresh start. That's the way it feels here in the NovaCare Complex. And, of course, out there in the sporting world, the flowers are starting to bloom. The trees are starting to bud. The Major League Baseball season opens. So in honor of all of that, the idea of an opening day lineup has occurred to us that we're going to discuss here. And while this means absolutely nothing, we're going to have some fun with it. I will provide to you my projected starting lineup, and then I'll throw it over to Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf to hear what they have to say about the Eagles and what it could look like on the field come September. Let's begin with the Philadelphia Eagles on offense. Of course, quarterback is a position that nobody has any idea what's going to happen here, but I'm going to go with Michael Vick, the leader in the clubhouse at the moment. I think that Chip Kelly will tailor this offense to fit the skills of Michael Vick. Quick decision-making must be a priority for Vick. Good decisions, quick decisions, get rid of the football, get it out to the playmakers. I think that is what this entire offense is predicated upon. The rest of the starting offense in the backfield, no doubt about it, LeSean McCoy and James Casey in that move role will generously list him as a fullback here. There will be no true fullback in this Chip Kelly offense. DeSean Jackson, Jeremy Maclin, Brent Celek, and an offensive line that looks very familiar. And how about that right guard? Danny Watkins, I think, will really blossom with what Jeff Stoutland wants to teach him here. I still believe, however, that the Eagles could use an early draft pick on a right tackle and thus make Todd Harriman's a right guard. But we'll see how that happens. I'm saying right now, it's Danny Watkins' time to shine. On defense, do the Eagles go 3-4 or 4-3? Until I see evidence otherwise, I'm going with the 4-3 here. I think there will be a hybrid approach to this Eagles defense. That means Trent Cole at right defensive end, Isaac Sopoaga, and Fletcher Cox in the middle, Brandon Graham at the left defensive end position, Connor Barwin at the strong side linebacker position, and Michael Kendricks moves over to the weak side with D'Amico Ryans in the middle. Your two unrestricted free agent acquisitions, Kerry Williams, Bradley Fletcher, starting at the cornerback position. Nate Allen, I say, holds off the charge at one safety spot. And free agent acquisition, Kenny Phillips, will, I think, be a starter as well at one of the safety spots. How about the special teams? Well, I think there's no doubt about it. The Eagles have their punter, and they know who that's going to be in Donnie Jones. And I think you've got no questions at all about Alex Henry as your place kicker. John Dornbos, the long snapper, signs his new deal. How about DeSean Jackson returning to the punt return position? And Brandon Boykin, another year older, stronger, faster, wiser, and better as your kick returner. That is the way I see it as the Eagles' starting lineup looks in April. Let's throw it over to our studio number two here in the NovaCare Complex, Chris McPherson and Bo Wolf. What do you got?
Thanks, Dave. And the first thing that Bo and I will discuss here is Danny Watkins in the offensive line. I do not have him as a starter. You do not have him as a starter. He's shown some glimpses over his first couple seasons that he could be a good star here in the NFL, but I feel like the offensive line is something that the Eagles will address early in this draft. You have them selecting Eric Fisher in the first round. I have them taking Justin Pugh, both going out to tackle. Now, what's the rest of your offensive line after that?
Well, I think that's the key with Danny Watkins is that we both expect them to address the offensive line early in this draft, and if they don't, I would expect that Watkins would be at right guard. Maybe the change of scenery helps him out a little bit. We heard that maybe him and Howard Mudd, there was a bit of a clash there, so he has the physical tools, and certainly the clock is ticking on him. He's about 28 years old. But as for the rest of my offensive line, I have Jason Peters at left tackle, Evan Mathis at left guard, Jason Kelce in the center. I move Todd Harriman's to right guard, slot him back inside because I do have the Eagles taking Eric Fisher, fourth overall, 6'7", 306 out of Central Michigan, a talented guy, and maybe the left tackle of the future when Jason Peters moves on.
Certainly. I put Harriman's back on the left side at left guard, where he dominated earlier in his career, and I put Mathis at right guard. I think Chip Kelly's going to come up with an open mind, and certainly I think everything's up in the air at this point, but I think he's going to come up with an open mind, and I would not mind seeing Peters and Harriman's dominating that left side of the line.
I like it.
Otherwise, Kelce back at center, Peters definitely at left tackle. Now, I went back and forth on the quarterback. Who did you end up going with here?
I went with Michael Vick. I have number 7 back there, and then Shady in the backfield with him. I have him open up 2 tight ends with Casey and Celek, and then both Jackson and Mackin on the outside. How about you?
I went with Nick Foles. I like what he did at the end of last season. He's a guy that can stand tall in the pocket. He can deliver with the pass rush coming in his face. He's got that tall presence. A lot of people are wondering whether, since he's not the mobile quarterback, we saw that touchdown run he had against Tampa Bay last season, whether he'd be a fit for this offense. I think Chip Kelly is going to give him every chance. Now, I think there's a lot that Michael Vick can still bring to the table, but to me, it comes down to the turnovers. Just way too many turnovers the last couple of seasons. If Chip Kelly can find a way to fix it, I'm all for him being back as a starting quarterback. But I just think when you look at what Nick Foles did, showed a lot of promise at the end of the last season, I think he'll have a chance
to run the touchdown run. I think the clock is still ticking on that one. He hasn't finished yet.
Certainly. But, you know, the way he showed poise down the stretch of that Tampa Bay game, calling the plays we all remember to win the game, certainly I liked what he showed there.
Obviously the storyline to watch this offseason, who's going to be the quarterback.
Definitely. Now, one of our big storylines is, what will this defense look like? Is it going to be a 4-3? Is it going to be a 3-4? Is it going to be a hybrid? Chip Kelly, Billy Davis, all been kind of, you know, a little evasive on what it's going to be. They don't want to really get it out there. How do you have the front 7 looking?
Well, Spuds went with the real 4-3 front. I'm going with a 3-4 front for now, but flexibility is the key, as we talked about under Billy Davis. I have Fletcher Cox on the outside, Isaac Sopawaga in what would be the nose. Then I have my second round pick, Jesse Williams, outside of Alabama as the other defensive end. Jesse Williams is right into this mold of versatility. Started for a season as the 3-4 defensive end for Alabama, and then started at nose tackle last year. So maybe he starts on the outside for now and then eventually replaces Sopawaga at the nose, but he's my guy.
Great minds think alike. I was thinking about that. I was thinking about, because if you listen to Greg Cosell, he'll tell you that there's not a whole lot of difference between he and Star Lutalele, someone that a lot of draft experts have the Eagles selecting at number 4 overall. I thought about that, but Cedric Thornton is a guy who I thought came on strong last season. Howie Roseman has always been praising him consistently. I put him in at the defensive end spot. I have Connor Barwin as the open side linebacker, guy that's going to rush the passer a lot, someone that, you know, thrived in that role in Houston when he got 11.5 sacks 2 seasons ago. They changed his role a little bit. And then I have Fletcher Cox as your 3 technique, and then Isaac Sopawaga as the shade it seems like it's going to be in this defense. What about the rest of the linebackers for you?
Well, I've got D'Amico and Michael Kendricks in the middle in what would be the 3-4. Otherwise, if you're sliding it, Kendricks goes to the weak side. And then I've got Trent Cole there. And I have Brandon Graham sort of coming off the bench as your third down pass rusher, but not quite in the starting lineup. But he's still going to be an important player for this defense, I think.
My one key difference, I have Deion Jordan going number 4 overall to the Eagles, someone with tremendous size, 6'7", outstanding length. And I'm not just saying it because Chip Kelly knows him from Oregon. Certainly there'll be the familiarity there. But to me, Deion Jordan, I think, brings so much to the table with his ability to cover, his ability to play in space. I think he's still a little bit raw as a pass rusher. He still has a little bit to develop on that front. Still needs to get a little bit bigger. But I just think when you want a guy number 4, you want a guy who can have that tremendous upside. And a guy at 6'7", who's so freakishly athletic, a guy who was a wide receiver at first in college, I just think he brings so much to the table.
I don't dispute the Deion Jordan pick, but you've got him coming in and starting week 1 over Trent Cole and Brandon Graham?
I think so. That's how I'm going to look at it. So.
All right. Wow. That's ballsy.
Certainly that would be the case. I think you're going to have Trent Cole and Brandon Graham rotating in there as well.
All right. How about the secondary, which has been so made over these past few weeks?
You know, a lot of people are going to say you're going to change all 4 of your starters. I have Bradley Fletcher, 1 corner, left cornerback spot. Kerry Williams at the right cornerback spot. In safety, I went with Nate Allen. I think he bounces back. I know he was benched at the end of last season. I think he bounces back, and he'll start opposite Patrick Chung. Kenny Phillips, I think, is the most talented safety that the Eagles have at this point, but he's got to be able to stay healthy. He played very well in 2011, helping the Giants win the Super Bowl, but I definitely think that he needs to show that he can stay healthy. I think Nate Allen and Patrick Chung would be a nice thumper at the strong safety position.
Well said, and I have the exact same back 4 in the starting secondary. I thought about maybe putting in a second-round pick at cornerback over Bradley Fletcher. Maybe Brandon Boykin makes a move there, but for now I have Fletcher and Kerry Williams. And then on special teams, obviously we've got Alex Henry and Donnie Football, the new punter, Donnie Jones.
Yes.
Punt returner, I have DeSean Jackson. How about you?
Agree.
And then kickoff returner, I went with, and I think we agree on this one, Aurelius Ben, the traded for former Bucks receiver. returned some kicks last year and did a pretty good job for that. I think maybe that's a role for him here.
Brings good size, has the experience. I like him working with Dave Phipp in the special team. So that's our look at the special starting lineups here for the Eagles, what we think they will be come week one. We're going to send it back to Dave Spadaro in the Xfinity studio.
Well, thanks very much, guys. And there you have it, Eagles fans. For what it's worth, here, early April, our projected starting lineup. Stay tuned for more, because those starting projections are no doubt going to change.